It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Three-man rush. Gannon to Garner, stays in the field of play. Charlie Garner got a block. Got another block. Tim Brown, are you kidding? Tim Brown in his 16th year just destroyed somebody.
There you go. Some Tim Brown highlights. Mike Patrick, one of my favorites on the call. It's Ryan and Steve. It's Chrissy, ESPN Las Vegas. All right, let's get into what happened this week with the Raiders and these quarterbacks, specifically Kyler Murray. Man, I saw a picture the other day. Tim Brown in a picture with Kyler Murray. And Tim Brown is on ESPN Las Vegas right now. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
We're great. We are great. We're fired up for the NFL draft. We're fired up for the Raiders to get here in a little over a year. So tell us what was going on this week in Dallas around Kyler Murray.
What do you mean? There was nothing going on. What are you talking about?
It's kind of blown up.
Well, you know, look, man, my rookie year in the league, I had had an incredible game, right? And everybody was patting me on the back. And one of the coaches came up to me and said, I don't know why you're so excited. We were watching film on somebody who we think can replace you last night.
Ooh.
And I was like, huh, what? You know? And I don't know if that was a true statement or not, but it taught me something about the NFL.
Yeah.
That, you know, it is a today's job. You can't look to the future for anything. And they're always trying to find somebody that can replace you, you know. And right. If they think that guy is better some kind of way, then they're going to find a way to get that done. So, I mean, it is what it is. I guess they've been working on a couple of quarterbacks right now. But, yeah, I was got a chance to hang out with Kyle. I know Kyle's family. You know, Kevin and I go way back to college days. So his father. So so they invited me to come along. And so it was good to hang out with the family and see all the incredible things that are happening with them right now.
Very cool. So what's your impression of Kyler in terms of readiness, we'll say, first off the field to be an NFL quarterback?
Oh, that, I'm not worried about that. I mean, his mom and dad, he's very respectful of his parents and understand that, you know, all the things that he's been given is not just for him, but it's for him to do something with and leave a legacy on and off the football field. And I am not worried at all about him, you know, off the football field. I think this guy is grounded. And, you know, I think he would be, you know, wherever he ends up going, he's going to be a great asset to that community.
You know, Tim, Steve brings up, you know, the off-the-field stuff, right? And I want to bring up a guy that you know pretty well in Bo Jackson. Kyler Murray, just a few weeks ago, recreated that very famous poster that Bo Jackson had with the shoulder pads and the baseball bat. And and the internet went crazy, man. I kind of made the comment that, you know, he's not doing himself any favors by going out and drawing that comparison. What did you think of that when he went out and took that picture?
You know, I mean, how many guys coming out, winning Heisman trophies, have been able to put themselves in this position? You know, I don't know of a guy since Deion Sanders, really. I guess Brian Jordan played a little football and baseball, but you know, I mean, he didn't win a Heisman trophy and all that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, while you have this, you know, this opportunity to flaunt that kind of stuff, go ahead and do it. I mean, I think everybody understands where his heart is right now, and that's in football. So I think from that standpoint, I didn't have a problem with it at all, man. I thought it was pretty cool.
That's Tim Brown, Raiders legend. By the way, when I said off the field, I was talking about maturity, smarts, the whiteboard, that kind of stuff. I wasn't saying there was some controversy around Kyler Murray off the field.
Yeah. No, you know, I think you know, him and Gruden had a session, and Gruden was pretty impressed with it, so... And if Gruden is impressed with you, then that's high standards, man, because he's pretty tough on quarterbacks.
So going back to your first comment and the way the NFL works, that you can be replaced at any moment, what do you think Derek Carr is thinking right now? I saw he sent out some tweet in reaction to your picture, something about the Fockers. I don't know what he was talking about, or if he was even talking about the picture of you and Kyler. But what do you think about the position that Derek is in right now?
Hey, you know, look, man. No matter what happens here, Derek is going to be in a great position, right? He has an incredible contract, and again, I don't know if that is the plan or not. I'm not, you know, I'm not on the inside. I'm not asking those kind of questions. I was asked to go to dinner, and I was asked to show up for a workout, and that's what I did. And I was more interested in the receivers who were there than Kyler. So, and that's why I was there. So, I think from that standpoint, man, you know, it is what it is, and they love Derek, no doubt about it, and they think he is a guy that can get them to the next level. And but you know, you got to take a look at all your options, and you know, there's a possibility that this guy could slip to the fourth position. Then what are you going to do? Do you take him and trade him, or what do you do? You know, so I think you have to know what you have before you can talk about doing something. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Well, it certainly puts the Raiders in a good position. If he does slip, I mean, there's going to be people wanting to come up and grab him. So
yeah,
if
exactly.
You can get more value for your fourth pick, bingo.
Yeah, no doubt. So I think, you know, John has been, you know, after everything happened last year, they talk about, you know, the Khalil Mack. Now people are saying that's the best trade ever, you know, but, you know, because it gives him all these draft picks and puts him in a position with a lot of power coming into this draft. So certainly their phones are going to be ringing off the hook come draft day if people want to move around, because they know the Raiders have all kinds of draft picks.
That's Tim Brown. Let's talk receivers. So let's talk about Antonio Brown. Your familiarity with him, and you know, I understand you've more than rolled out the red carpet for him, saying, hey, you know what, we're glad to have you in Oakland.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they asked me to make a call to him before everything was going on, so he can ask questions about John and, you know, what's the good, bad, the ugly, and the great. You have to put that in there when you talk about John, as far as I'm concerned. And I just told him one simple thing. I told him, I said, brother, look, if not for John Gruden, there is no Tim Brown Hall of Famer. That's just point blank, you know, end of story. And so, I mean, this guy came in and put me in a position to do incredible things, and I really hadn't been in that position prior. And so if he'll do that with me, being 32, 33 years old, whatever I am, here you are, a little younger, you know, have an opportunity in the league today, the way they're throwing the ball around, maybe you have an opportunity to do incredible things. So, you know, let's make it happen. So, but I think Antonio is a guy that can certainly come in and day one be a guy that everybody on the field has to respect and understand what he is all about, offensively and defensively, and I think he's just going to make that big of a difference.
Do you think the modern-day receiver, in terms of attitude and drama, is different than some of the guys you played with? Has it gotten worse, or has it always been, hey, this is a delicate balance with receivers making sure they get their opportunities?
I think, can you imagine if we had social media back in the day with some of the guys we had?
Yep.
You know, so I think we would be seeing a lot of the same things, no doubt about it. You know, I think that position, you know, that it's a one position that gets a lot of glory, but yet you're not supposed to get hit. If you get hit, it's because you did something wrong, right? You know, so you can do all that talking, you can do all that flaunting and all that kind of stuff, because chances are you're not going to take those big hits, but, you know, but at the same time, man, you know, I think, you know, when you go out and play the way these guys, some of these guys are playing, you know, you deserve to go out and talk.
How about this? The balance, that delicate relationship between the quarterback and the receiver. What is it like for receivers now? Some make good money, but I mean, the quarterbacks now are clearly the leader of the team. They're making $20 to $35 million a year. How do you manage that relationship? Because obviously AB and Big Ben were not getting along.
Yeah, you know, and it's pretty awkward, man, when the number one receiver and the quarterback are not getting along, and it's unfortunate. I really can't understand that, but I hope it wasn't a personal thing, because football wise, it should never be. You know, if I run the wrong route or if I don't catch the ball, I'm wrong. If you throw the ball wrong, then you're wrong. I mean, it's really that simple in the football field. So I hope it wasn't some personal thing that had them, you know, off centered with each other. But you know, at the same time, man, you know, I think you know, in Oakland, you don't have to worry about that. Derek is a very grounded guy, and I think he is a guy that is willing to accept responsibility when need be, but I think he's strong enough in his game and as a man to be able to walk up to you and say, hey bro, what's going on?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Why weren't you there when I was looking for you, you know? And that's what you want to be able to go to your quarterback and say, bro, you missed me on this one, you know, and you don't want to say it in a way that's going to distract from the game, but certainly you have to let him know, and I think if they can get on those kind of turns, man, they're going to be okay.
You mentioned having a phone conversation with Antonio Brown. What was your impression of him?
I was impressed. You know, I hadn't had a chance really to speak to a lot of these, you know, high profile receivers in the league today. And his first response to me was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to Tim Brown, you know. So I really didn't expect that from the guy I see on social media, you know. So, you know, and for him to have the kind of respect he has for me and for all the other guys who have gone before him, you know, just showed that, you know, he's a student of the game, and he understands what this thing is all about. And he's been given an incredible situation and really just trying to take the best advantage of it he can.
The draft is in, what, three Thursdays. What are you doing for the draft? Are you out and about somewhere?
I'm going to be there. I'll be there. You know, you may not see me on TV or anything, but I'll be there working or doing something. So it'll be fun. Looking forward to it.
There you go. What are you doing with yourself besides talking to us on the phone, just in general?
Yeah,
we always like to find out what the Raiders' legends are doing with themselves now.
I have a couple of companies that I'm involved with, and, you know, it's keeping me really busy. You know, Gruden is trying to get me to come back and do something there, but I told him if I can do it from Dallas, we'll make it happen. But I don't know if but I told him when we get to Vegas now, that's only a two-hour flight. You know, I can fly in and fly out the same day. So we'll see what happens, but certainly, whatever they want me to do, I'll do. And love the organization, love Gruden, and we're going to try and make it work as best we can.
Awesome. All right, well, have a great weekend. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
There you go, Tim Brown.